Rocco Dorenzo.
On the Zoom.
Zora Durham. David Diao. Karis Everett.
Present.
Christian Flournoy. Allison Halkowski. Niles Height.
Did you say he's running late? Okay, he's running late, apparently.
Cassandra Jordan.
Present.
Sion Kim. Clyde Lunderman. Flora Meng. Yash Moitra. Suraj Parikh. Casey Plotkin. Amani Rizeka.
She's here. Here.
Yeah. Stellar Sun. David Soares. Benjamin Terhar. Claire Ting. Adam Vinson. Amy Wang. Patrick Keel.
Present. Thank you so much. What's our final count?
Without the two people running late, it's 22 right now.
23.
22 with 23 for Claire's proxy. And then there's Niles and Casey, who you guys said were running late.
Lovely. Thank you. All right. The land acknowledgement. Cornell University is located in the traditional homelands of the Gagahono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gagahono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gagahono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gagahono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Please open the March 21st meeting minutes, and if I get a motion to approve or amend, when so fit. Trustee Swanson. So moves. Is there a dissent? Is there a second? Excuse me. Is there a second? There's a second. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, the March 21st meeting minutes are duly approved. We'll now move on to the announcement section of our agenda. Vice President Ting, you're recognized.
Hi, everyone. So just a quick update from the last University Assembly meeting. The UA is currently reviewing two different resolutions on the floor to discuss the process moving forward regarding the interim expressive activity policy. We've started crafting the committee that will be formally reviewing and revising the policy over the summer, just so you all know. And if you all have any comments regarding the resolution or the policy itself, I encourage you all to show up to the next University Assembly meeting. Thanks.
Thank you, Vice President Ting. Any other announcements on the floor? Vice President Letterman.
Yes, just from yesterday's Faculty Senate meeting, the Faculty Senate sort of passed a resolution similar to us. They voted over spring break to call for the suspension of the policy, and they voted about 70% in favor. If I recall correctly, they are also going to take up the water competency, the swim test sort of finalization is going to happen later. And so we're going to have that as a referendum question as to what we'd like to see. And they haven't made a decision on that yet. So hopefully if we get strong student showing one way or the other to keep the policy or to get rid of it or modify it, that will have a big impact on their decision making. And that's all I have. That's all the big news from the Senate.
Trustee Swenson.
Can I ask two questions to those speakers?
Yes.
All right. To Vice President Ting, when you said we are creating the composition of the committee, who is, did you say that?
Sorry, let me clarify. So the UA chair has called for nominations. They have to come from voting UA members. But that's kind of how the process of like selection for the committee.
And will we have a representative from the student assembly on this committee?
That will be me.
Oh, you?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay. And then I have a question for Clyde, and that is, or to the assembly, should we, in alignment with the faculty senate, have a referendum on whether we should continue or to not continue the swim test?
So they have, they're going to have a resolution. Their resolutions move a lot more slowly than ours. So they're not going to vote on it for another couple of weeks. But basically the three options are, there's the 75 yard standard right now. There's this like American Red Cross standard, which is like 25 yards. So it's sort of reduced and it's like more sort of scientifically accurate as to what people need to be able to not drown. And then there's the idea of like no standard at all. There's a lot of split opinion on it. So they're going to be voting on that, but sort of, I think, showing where students are and how students feel, and maybe even if they want to keep the test, is something that they're going to consider. I also will say how it worked on the faculty senate, at least with their choosing, is they elected to send three names to this committee of faculty members on the Interim Expressive Activity Committee. And I think that was Risa Lieberwitz in ILR, Angela Cornell in law, and then I'm forgetting the third. But that's how they did it. It's sort of an internal election as to who would be up there.
Thank you. Vice President, a quick question for you. I know you said you will be representing the assembly on this committee. Is that your seat that represents? And in the case that that seat is filled by an incoming assembly, does that person move on to that committee? I'm just trying to figure out the logistics. Oh, yeah, Jamal.
Yeah, so the University Assembly gets 5 voting members of the University Assembly are able to join the like greater committee, but how that committee is going to be structured, I'm pretty sure they're still working it out, but it may be 5 from each body. But I know at least in terms of right now, they're going to have 5 University Assembly members or voting members able to join it.
Okay, so those positions will be reappointed at the upcoming elections?
Not necessarily, because it's just 5 members, 5 voting members now. But I'm pretty sure community members and anybody is able to join. I know somebody asked who wasn't a voting member, and the chair of the UA said that they'll write their name down and tell them that they want to join. But I'm pretty sure it'll be people from bodies and also some community members, maybe some club members as well.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. Trustee Swanson, you're recognized.
All right. I have some good announcements. April 25th, we have Marla Love, Provost Kolikoff, and Donica Varner coming to the Student Assembly. Thank you to Jessica Withers for all your help. We appreciate it. So, all right. So that means they're going to be here in 2 weeks. They're going to sit right there. They're going to be here at 5:00. Patrick or I or Claire or Jessica will introduce or greet them. I sent them some comments for them to address as their initial remarks, and then it will be open to questions from all of us. I'm going to go over what I sent them to include in their remarks right now. What was the decision to make this interim policy rather than a draft policy? What feedback has been received? What consultation measures have been taken? Are there any stipulations in the interim policy that are non-negotiable? Is the university open to outlining the explicit punishments for students that are willingly choose to violate campus policies? Outlining judicial process for students who break the expressive activity policy, explain what time, manner, and place means and how it relates to 12-1 and pled sound restriction. And that was just to give them some brief insights into our interests and to be more efficient. And then Patrick will lead a discussion from all of us. I'm sure community members will come and they're more than welcome to come, but just for efficiency purposes, I spoke to Patrick about this before, that I would hope and I would imagine that the community members can submit questions to Patrick beforehand, or they can submit questions to any individual representative to ask on their behalf, just to make it more efficient and to reduce chaos or whatever. So that's that. I'm really excited for it. Thank you, Jester, again. And then I have another announcement that I am trying to use some or all of the infrastructure committee fund. I met with the university architects yesterday, and I'm trying to implement just trees, benches, hammocks, restoration on benches, metal benches outside Golden Smith Hall, hammocks, basketball hoops, like really anything that comes to mind that can benefit the entire community is what we can spend this money on. We're also delving into the interests of what the university architects have also outlined that have been deficiencies or due to a lack of funding they haven't been able to accomplish. So we're going to be, I, as well as the infrastructure committee, are going to be working with the university architects over the few next weeks to try to use some of the funds we have. And I really want to encourage everyone here in this assembly, as well as the broader community, if they have any great ideas or they see a need for an improvement, to please contact anyone on the assembly. One of the other ideas I had was there's been some internal discussions about potential like space for the Muslim faith to meet. And there's like space in World Trade Hall. So some of this infrastructure money could potentially go to them to kickstart that movement going. There's a place in the bottom of Olin Library for prayers. And that room, to my knowledge, is kind of run down, so the money can go to that. But really anything that benefits the community at large that is permanent can be applicable to this fund. So thank you.
Representative Wong.
Yeah. Could you email me about that? There's a committee for infrastructure and technology in the environment on the university assembly. So I'm pretty sure some of the members would want to be involved.
Those are different committees. Just so. Okay, good. Okay.
Just the individual.
Yeah, gotcha. Representative Moitra.
Quick question. How much money does the fund have?
90,000. Any other announcements on the floor before I go? Director Thomas.
Yeah, so I was just saying, please read the election rules if you were running for re-election or if you were a candidate. The amount of candidates who have said they have not yet read the election rules is troublesome. Please read those as soon as you can. A lot of them, it is a lot. It is a very long document, but it is important to understand. And if you've not read those, it may be confusing to campaign if you do not know the rules. So I do ask that you please read the election rules if you've not yet already done so. If you are running for re-election, we have a mandatory campaign meeting that's going to be tomorrow at 5:15 in Ives 115. If you've already talked to me about not attending that, we'll get you caught up individually. But I do ask that everyone who can be there because we're going to go over very important stuff. We're going to go over the rules. It's not a substitute for reading rules supplement. So I do ask that any questions about the rules be waiting until you actually read them or until after that meeting. We're going to go over the logistics of tabling. I want to thank Cornell Votes for that process. They've done a lot for us throughout the tabling process, and they're doing a lot to help us coordinate this. They wanted me to say that Cornell Votes is a nonpartisan organization. They do not particularly endorse any candidates. They're just helping us through the process of tabling. One last announcement, Open Candidate Forum is going to be held next Tuesday. We're working on securing the location with the Office of Assemblies right now, but the time for that is going to be at 6 p.m. That could change if we have scheduling issues, but that is the anticipation right now.
Thank you. Representative Rezica.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if you solidified the location for the meeting tomorrow.
The mandatory campaign meeting?
No, I'm talking about Luke's meeting at 5 p.m.
Ives 115.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so the other announcement that I have is, as hopefully all of you have seen, I sent an email in coordination with the Director Bangura and the Office of Ethics. We will be calling for a special meeting this Sunday. I understand that it is short notice, but your attendance is expected unless you have a religious or other conflict. There will be a Zoom option. It will be held hybrid. It will be an RPCC. I will follow up with an email with all the specifics. There's a conference room in RPCC that we'll be using, a large room. We have had one meeting there earlier this year. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to the meeting, and thank you, Director Mangura, for all of his work. And yeah, thank you, Representative Everett.
Will this meeting still be open to the public if they want to come?
Yes, all of our meetings are open to the public. Representative Moytron.
Is there a provision to push the timing up or down depending on the number of people who have conflicts?
Not at this time. I have not heard from a substantial amount of people that they have conflicts. Jessica. Thank you. Trustee Swenson.
Can we have an announcement on any updates about merchandise for the student assembly?
Yes. Do we have any updates on merchandise? Representative, you're recognized.
Jessica, give you more update on the merchandise, but the apparels, Eric said that we should be able to get an order in next week. And I did leave some extra money to get the expedited shipping. So hopefully we could get it in the beginning of May or at the end of April. The design is the student assembly, the name student assembly, and the clock tower, the logo that we have on the back. It'll be on the back center. Hopefully not too big.
Gonna go hard. Now I'll literally have a target on my back. Just kidding. Representative Everett.
I just wanted to hear, are we going to be like one of the last student assembly members to get merch? Like, what about since elections, you know, we're going to be voting in new people. Are there going to be people that have like cool swag and then other people that don't?
I mean, elections will happen before the merch comes in. I'm confused, I guess, what you're asking. Like, for the next year? Like,
because the new candidates are voted in at like the end of May, like before we end school. So are there, but they just don't get merch, I guess is what I'm asking.
Yeah, the new representatives won't get merch, but of course, all of you who are reelected to the student assembly are welcome to do a second merch drive for next year, which I would encourage you to do. The last day in April, I think, is when the transitional meeting will happen. So they don't take power till June 1st. Oh, we're on the UA calendar. Okay. But we will have transitional meetings and stuff. So anyways, thank you for your work and getting that merch figured out. Again, I would encourage people to who are reelected to the student assembly to continue doing things to build up the student assembly. And yeah. Okay. Any other announcements on the floor? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next item on our agenda. And also the last item on our agenda, Resolution 73, Farmers Market at Cornell Special Project Funding. No, we didn't. I apologize. I did not see open microphone on my agenda for today. We will now move into public comment. Is there any community members wishing to speak at this time? No, not regarding the farmers market. I apologize. That was my mistake. Seeing no public comment at this time, we will move on to the consent calendar. Which has Resolution 73, Farmers Market at Cornell Special Projects Funding Request. Again, consent calendar items are non-debatable. If you'd like to move something off the resolutions calendar, you can make that motion at this time. However, this has been pre-approved by exec, and we'll just need a simple majority consent calendar vote, which we'll now move to.
Wait, hold on. We might have to adopt what? We might have to adopt a slightly amended version. So if everyone can go to the box real quick and then go and check out resolution 73 and then look at the amended version. I'm currently, you know, the people sort of organizing this or who were in charge of planning it, they didn't realize that they needed a certain piece of info to like register the thing. And I'm in communication right now with someone from campus activities in order to help get it. But just in the event that there is, you know, they somehow can't host this event, we want to make sure that the money doesn't just sit in their account as a result. So I would like it if people could make the motion to amend the resolution to add the text that's in the red in that amended version to the current version.
Okay, I will move to move this item off the consent calendar. Is there any dissent to that motion? Seeing none, I will now move to amend as the to the box version, which again is in the box. Is there any dissent to that? Seeing none, that is amended. Now we're in discussion on this resolution. Any thoughts, comments, questions, points, or motions? Representative Everett.
Maybe I just need to read through it a little bit more, but would the funding that they would receive offset the price that students have to pay in any way when they go to the farmers market, or is this not going to support like students that, you know, because farmers markets are expensive sometimes, I'm not going to lie. So.
Yeah. Community members who are here for the, from the farmers market, do you want to come up to the front of the room? Hello, welcome. Thank you for coming.
So the funding we are requesting is for infrastructure and to ensure that there aren't any barriers for the vendors to come to the farmers market, because this is the first time it's happening in over 4 years. So we want to build these positive relationships. This won't subsidize the cost for any individuals who want to purchase any goods or crafts from the market.
Other costs or comments, questions, points, or motions? Representative Parikh, microphone, please. Representative Vincent, you're recognized. There's a motion on the floor to end debate. Is there a second? Is there any dissent? Seeing none, debate is ended. We will now move to voting. All those in favor of this resolution, please raise your placards at this time. All those opposed. That passes unanimously. Congratulations to the recipients of our special project funding. At this time, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. There's a motion on the floor to adjourn. Is there a second? There's a second. All those in favor? No dissent. Meeting is adjourned. Time is 5:17.